Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dawson's Darlings. Today, we're going to be recapping our time together for our series finale of the Dawson's Darlings podcast.
Job. Actually, Zaz, I'm so sorry. I misspoke when I said call it whatever you want. We are recapping our recaps. So let's go back to you listened to the pilot, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Let's recap the pilot episode.
Listen to it.
Our pilot episode.
Our pilot. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
What? Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dawson's Darlings. Today, we're going to be recapping our Dawson's Darlings pilot episode. Right?
This episode aired sometime during the pandemic. It was written by the one, the only, Ashley Dylan Zazzarino.
Did that sound like the real thing? Because I thought it did.
Yeah, and I definitely knew what it was for sure. Definitely. I was like,
you take no interest in my culture.
I thought, you know, we recorded, as everybody knew, Zaz had an iron deficiency. Mm-hmm. Very real 9 month long iron deficiency. Technically, mm-hmm. 10 months.
I'm so brave.
You are so brave. God dang it. This cat is out of her mind. She knows we're doing Dawson's Darlings, and now she's fucking here and ready to be in it.
Like, the fans want to see me.
Let's get a retro bark to really, like.
Aw.
Retro's just downstairs. Retro's fine. He's just downstairs.
Yeah, no, he's fine.
Yeah. So I lost my train of thought. So because of your iron deficiency, we recorded a bunch of episodes. Like, we finished the series really early. We finished in November of last mm-hmm. year so that you could should we tell people that you had a baby?
Oh, I think we just did.
Ah!
Oh, whoa. So I am now with child. I had a whole ass baby, and I am a mom, or some call me a MILF, but I think that's a little crass.
She's so proud of herself right now.
Yes, I welcomed my daughter into the world on December 27th, and so that's what I've been fucking doing.
Yeah. But because we finished so that you didn't have to get stuck in your, like, final month of pregnancy, also having to do these episodes.
Record an episode in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We finished, like, 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be good to do, like, one actual last episode. Because now, like, people have heard our final episodes, or at least are commenting on the Instagram posts about our final episodes. Mm-hmm. And I thought it'd be fun to do, like, one last kind of just, like, thanks for listening. Rock. Yeah.
Thanks to all of our tens of listeners.
Yeah. God. Imagine if it was actual. Imagine if we hit double digits.
Whoa.
That'd be fucking cool.
Not to brag, but we might have really quickly. And then they were, like, realizing what we were talking about, which was really just each other. And they were just like, meh.
I thought this was going to be a little focus on Dawson's Creek.
But no, these two are just, like, obsessed with each other.
Yeah.
And you're not wrong.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. We also wanted to say that. So for the last couple episodes, because we recorded them in a condensed fashion, we got one comment from one listener.
Yes.
And then ran with it for the entire rest of the time. So Aaron became, like, the third character in this podcast. I think we talked about Aaron. I can't believe we didn't scare her off. We scared off Maddie. Maddie's gone. Maddie, Jay, I don't know.
Maddie was a first season fan, and then she was like, ooh, this is starting to feel a little creepy. And you know what? She wasn't wrong. And then we got really hooked on Jay, who
Jay's gone also.
I imagine the same fate happened there too. And then so Erin, you're the new It Girl.
Yeah.
And we really clawed into you.
Yeah. You're so brave, Erin.
You're so something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Maybe she just loves hearing people talk about her in a positive light. Or being included in the conversation. That's how I am. Anytime I'm like in the conversation, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. You take it really well.
I do take it really well. I feel good about it and normal about it. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I definitely don't post something on Instagram and then never pick up Instagram again.
I know. I was like, God, I was such a good friend to you. And like, you didn't even say like, LOL.
Yeah.
I love hyping you up.
You do hype me up. Yeah, I posted. I put out a book. Ugh, and don't buy it. And
you're the worst.
I know.
On Amazon and Apple Books. It's called December. It has a green cover. Shade of green is pretty great, if I do say so myself. And it's fantastic. Out. And it's only $9.95.
It's actually $9.99, so.
Oh. Wow. Inflation's really hitting us where it's mm-hmm. where it hurts these days.
Trumped up, trickle down, or something like that, you know. But yeah, I posted about it, and then I didn't look at my phone. And Zaz the next day was like, "Are you avoiding Instagram so you can avoid people talking nicely about you?" I was like, "Yeah, big time."
Can never be me.
It is me, like you wouldn't believe. So those are the people that became characters in the show. But I also wanted to shout out a couple of people who, liked our photos, were like active in the on the gram, active on our fame. Social media needs. Miss Brody Dale, I don't know the full name. I'm just telling you what.
That's her handle. She follows me on my personal account.
She's a real one then.
Well, she did follow me for a little while. I have to check to see if she still is. But what's up, girl? Shout out to you.
If she should come back. If she's not following you, she should come back. I just realized that, you know what I should do is check to see if Maddie is still following me. What do we think? I think no.
I think no also.
Yeah, I think no. Let's find out. Hang on. No.
Oh.
She gone.
She gone.
Well, wait, hang on. Maybe she canceled Instagram. Let's see. Because I think I'm still following her. Maddie. Oh. You know what?
There she is, huh?
No, I don't see her at all.
She just changed her whole handle.
She changed her whole handle.
In case they search for me.
I think she left the medical field in case we went to every single hospital to find her.
We were so proud of her for getting through med school.
Yeah. We really were. Kim K, not Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
This is Kim K K A Y.
Got it.
Her name is my name.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Nice. Nice. Carrie M. Rose. Always liked every single one of our posts. I respect it.
Great. Respect.
Respect. And then we have a couple messages. We have a message from Laura May. Laura May and I exchanged. Oh, you know what? Laura May was the one who sent me the eggplant emojis.
Nice.
And would send a couple reels. And she sent us a message saying, "People do not talk about nostalgia enough. So glad you guys revisit the pilot. It was a nice touch. Kim, F the curse. Never heard of it. That show that fired me. Oh, good job. You know what? And lean into that. Working on This Is Us is prolific. Sad we are coming to an end, but I've enjoyed the ride with you both. Good luck on that iron deficiency, Zaz. You're in that ride for the rest of your life." Aww. And then a little heart.
That's so sweet.
I know. We have Stevie Bentley. Ruth is in this episode. Just, I want to be really clear. She's really going to miss us.
She's going to miss this.
She is going to miss this audience. Yeah. Stevie Bentley says, "Loved the podcast. You both crack me up every single episode. Sad you finally got to the end."
Aw. I didn't. Yeah. Like, I really never considered that people actually listened.
Same. Me neither. Honestly, Same.
We really just did this just to like hang out with each other.
Yeah. Every week. Love that people got to hear us be obsessed with each other. And
wow.
Girl, you good?
Idiot.
How much of that did you see?
I didn't see, I just heard it and it shook.
Oh my God. I've heard you're not supposed to laugh at cats, they take it personal. But she tried to get back on the desk and there wasn't enough room for her to like land the jump. So then she put her little claws out to try and like catch herself. Like a little rock climber, you know? But it's a smooth little spot, so she couldn't get her nails into it and she just slid off.
Oh my God.
She's fine. She's sniffing my shoes now. She's okay.
She's a cat.
Yeah.
They have 9 lives.
Well, hopefully that wasn't one of them. I would like her to have 9 very long lives. I never really thought about people actually listening to the show. Actually, that's not true. I did think about people listening to the show. I truly never considered that people would get past 5 minutes and think, I'm going to stick around.
I'm going to listen to another, especially.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, truly. Thank you. Like, I listen to every episode because I'm a narcissist. And same. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so funny. Yeah. You're not a narcissist. You hate yourself.
I know. I'm deeply broken though, because I will listen, but I do hate myself. I don't know how to go back on those two things. Yeah, I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah. Well, see a therapist.
Oh, no. No. So we agree there's nothing to be done about this.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But it's fun. Does hearing that other people loved the show and our dynamic make you feel like now is a great time to announce anything?
Have I officially agreed to this?
Yes. So Zaz and I have decided that we are going to go back and recap every single Yankees game that ever. Folks, we got her. Oh my God.
Yes. Can we just recap Derek Jeter's career?
Yeah, go on. Let me hear it.
So many people would just like hate that. Oh my God, and like so many guys would be like, you guys even know this.
You know what?
God.
For two straight women, we are not for men.
And that's fine. That is totally fine.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. You're married to a man with a child, and you're fine with that.
I'm okay.
Yeah. And she's going to raise that baby the same way. Zaz also just did an episode of my other podcast, Kim Offit as a Fan, and It must be said that through that podcast and up until right now, Zaz has been futzing with her nails the entire time.
Oh, you noticed?
Oh, yeah, big time.
I've been peeling my nail polish off.
Yeah.
But I'm still right here.
No, I know. I know. I couldn't tell if you were doing your nail, like peeling your nail polish off or futzing with your cuticles.
Nope. I'm just, I've had this gel manicure on for 2 weeks now, and so naturally my brain is like, it must come off.
I was just talking to somebody the other day about how much I fucking love peeling off my gel manicure.
When like the whole thing comes off.
Oh.
It's so good.
Nail stuff, you know?
Ooh, nail ASMR.
Ooh. Zaz, do you want to say anything? You've got your live studio audience there. I know that you've got a couple guests you want to bring out. Do you want to say anything to the audience before your guests come out?
I just want to say to my live audience who spent their life savings on these tickets. They were not an easy ticket to get. Way harder than Eras Tour tickets. Way harder than Bruce Springsteen tickets. But these people were just relentless, stayed in line out in the cold New Jersey winters and just persisted, you know, nevertheless.
That's where that saying comes from, for
yeah.
sure.
And thank you. They're
prayer hands.
Prayer hands. Oh, thank you.
So and she's crying. She means it. She's crying. That's what's happening.
It brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
It's retro barking.
Oh, yeah, we got him. Special guest.
And although he's passed, respectfully, I'd like to bring out Johnny to say a few words. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yay.
Hey. Hey, man, it's been a wild ride, man. Wild, wild ride. I want to thank my stunt double again. Because Johnny doesn't call John again, John again. He calls him again. Naturally.
Hey, Johnny, can I ask you some questions? What's it like? Well, first of all, what was your favorite episode? Of the show.
Yeah, no, I know. probably my debut, because, you know, after that, my life changed. And, yeah. Never the same. Never the same.
And what is it like being fully dead, murdered on stage in front of witnesses by Ashley Dillon Sazerino?
Wild, man. Wild. It's just, it was otherworldly, you know? It was wild.
Yeah. Are you listening to the pod up there in heaven or wherever you are? I don't know. I don't presume.
They have it on a constant loop, man. Just a constant loop.
So you're in hell. You're in hell. Wow. Johnny, thank you. Johnny.
The pleasure was all mine. All mine.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. What? Wow. He's getting a standing ovation from the crowd right now.
Wow. Standing orgasm. That's amazing. Ooh. I didn't feel good about that joke. That was amazing. Is this stunt double here today?
Jonigan?
Yeah.
Sure. Let me bring him out. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonigan. Well, you know, it was wild.
And Jonigan, now that Johnny's gone, what kind of work are you booking?
Well, you know, I'm tech avail right now. So if anyone has any, like, you know, availability for available people, I'm avail.
Yeah. Check it first.
Check my avails and tech avail.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have any things you'd like to say? What did you learn about this experience? What did you learn about yourself, Jonigan?
Oh, well, you know, there's never anything wrong with being the second runner-up. You know what I mean? It's fine. It's fine. Anyway, I gotta go. I can't take too much of your time.
Bye, Jonigan. Here's something that just occurred to me.
Yeah.
So in this, this is real. So in this very real world situation that really definitely happened, Johnny was such a fan that you murdered him.
Uh-huh.
He was getting a little too close.
Yeah.
And then we hired his stunt double.
Right.
To... fill in his place.
Yeah. Not smart. That was our intern, Jennifer.
Oh,
she wasn't so smart.
No, not so smart. Great with the mugs.
Great with mug printing.
Yeah. Do you have any grams you'd like to bust out here?
As in Insta?
No. Definitely not, as in the character on the show that we just spent a really long years discussing, 4 years discussing.
Oh, in fact, I do, Jennifer. Oh, my word. It's been quite an adventure. I get verklempt just thinking about it, and I think I've come quite a long way, and now I can say peace out loud.
I think I'm still, like, having had some time with it, I think I'm still not happy that Jen died.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer. I miss her.
I feel like it was not necessary. I feel like they were so not great with the character at the end anyway.
Towards the end.
And they were like, and now she's dead.
And we're going to kill her from a very rare disease when she's not even 30 years old. Or rare
for really no reason.
Well, the reason was to grab viewership for the series finale.
Yeah, but like story-wise though, it's not like it helped. It's not like, I think that Joey and Pacey were already like kind of finding their way back to each other, just being in the same room. It's not like Jen's death was the thing. I think being in the same room, because Jen was like, you have to choose for me because I'm dying. And Joey was like, I already know who it is.
That's true.
So, having had some time away from it, and who better than to talk about it than Michelle Williams herself? Ladies and gentlemen.
Academy Award winning actress Michelle Williams.
With some free time on a Saturday.
Doing this for free.
Oh my God. Imagine. Are you imagining it right now?
No, I was listening to see if my daughter was crying.
Oh, congratulations. You have a baby. Congratulations. You do have a baby. That baby. Guys, that baby.
She's like so cute. And I know that I sound biased. I mean, I assume that you were going to say she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I can't even make a joke. Like, I wouldn't even make a joke. It's just this baby's so cute.
But like, she's so cute. It's unfair to other babies, you know?
Yeah. I was showing that sonogram off. Then I was showing the baby pictures off. This is like as if it was also my child. Everybody that I have shown the pictures to, strangers on the street, people when I'm getting coffee, everybody has been like, that baby is for real cute.
Wow, I know.
And she's got a little swoop in her hair.
She's got like she's got mad hair, yo.
As we would expect.
Yeah, mom's got a lot of hair.
Yeah. Who do we think the mom is?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
Grams?
Oh my God. That's the other thing that makes me bummed about Jen being dead is that we never got the Grams, Jack, Jen, New York spinoff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they go to a street corner and then they throw their hat into the air and they say, we're going to make it after all.
You know? Oh my God, I love that.
Thank you. I just thought of it.
Someone should use it.
Mm-hmm. And they can like make it like a song, like we're gonna make it after all. I don't know, something's there.
No, that's the right tone too, for sure. Those are the right notes and tone for sure, for sure, for sure.
Glad we have it recorded.
Yeah, TM.
Oh, damn it!
And do you want to tell people what you've bought with all your TMs?
With all the royalties coming in for my TMs?
Yeah.
I have bought a lot of Frisbees. Started a big Frisbee collection. And I really think it's going to pay off further down the line. So I'm happy about it. I'm really feeling it.
That was beautiful. All the things. Of all the things.
It's just where my mind goes.
This is now I have a serious question. What do you like when I first said we should do this podcast? You don't have a choice. We're going to do this podcast. What did you think? And also like looking back over, it's been about 4 years, probably like almost 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you thinking then? And like now, what are you thinking about having had this experience?
I remember, well, at the time it actually was right before the pandemic because it was January 2020 we started. Right?
Oh, I thought we were fully in the pandemic.
I guess we were. So maybe it was only 4 years.
There's one way to find out.
Are you gonna
keep going? And I'll. Okay.
When you first asked me to do it, I was like, "Oh, Kim with her ideas and her podcasts." But you know what? Classic Kim. But I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll do it." Only because I wanted to just like chat with you and hang out with you, and like it was a way for us to keep in touch, as if we needed that.
Yeah. It's true.
You know, we're drifting so far apart.
God
forbid. But now that we have finished it, I'm really happy that we did it, and it was a lot of fun, and we stayed consistent. We did all six seasons through moves and babies and animals and COVID and everything.
Yeah.
And a global pandemic.
First of all, our first episode came out February 13th, 2021. So, yeah.
Okay. So it's been 3 years.
So 3 years, a little more than 3 years, but I am really proud of us for finishing this.
Yeah. I have to be honest with you. I didn't think we would.
I never really thought about it, but I'm very proud that we did it.
But I have to give you credit for that because you actually stayed on top of us recording, and not once did I ever initiate let's record. It was always like, hey, when do you want to record this week? And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Whenever.
There were times too that I was like, oh God. Not that I wasn't excited to talk to you, just like it was more work than I expected.
Yeah. I mean, especially you like outlined everything. I kind of, at first I used to write down notes, and then after a while I was like, I'll just watch it and then remember what I thought about it.
But you had to do, I would say you did the heavy lifting for the movie, so.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say I did the heavy lifting for the comedy.
Oh, well, yeah, that is true, actually.
And, you know, I brought in the live audience. I booked all the guest talent. Like, you didn't really do any of that. So
that's true. Actually, so I would say you did more for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, I guess. That's it. I don't know what else to say.
In general, thanks.
Yeah. Really shocked, as always, we remain appreciative and confused.
And unsure why you put up with us, why you even pressed play in the first place. And if you would like to hear another podcast from us, let us know what show you want us to do, because Kim really wants to do Chuck. And it would just delight me if nobody wanted to hear that.
I want to do Chuck. ER, 15 seasons of ER.
Oh, my God.
No, I do really want to do Chuck. There, you know what? If we could find fucking Jack and Jill.
We all know Jen. I almost just called you Jen. Kim is a real Jack and Jill head. Jen's spirit is coming through.
God, if only. May she rest.
May she rest. So young, so brave.
I know. She was. She was a single mother.
Oh my God. I forgot they gave her a baby too.
Yeah. And also we don't know who this dad was. Some fucking deadbeat.
We'll never know.
Justice for Jen. That's the next one. Justice for Jen.
TM.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Gotta be quick with me. Another frisbee. You gotta be quick with me. Cha-ching, baby. Give me that frisbee.
Yeah, slide into those DMs. Let us know if you think we should do another one. If you don't think we should do another one, don't say it. We'll take your silence as the no.
Yeah, like, you don't have to rub it in. Okay, we get it. We're annoying.
Yeah. Maddie, we get it. We get it. You had to quit all social media because we commented a few too many times. We're proud of you. We can't be proud of you.
You sent us a restraining order. Like, we got the picture, you know?
Yeah. So to all the Maddies in the world, just don't say it. We'll take your silence as the no. But anybody else, if you want us to do every single Yankees game that has ever existed. Wait, hang on. I have a question about Chuck. I know that you watched the pilot. Right?
Yeah.
Did you watch any more than that?
No.
Great. Okay. Good. Oh, my God. Hang on.
Saving it for you.
Now I got to watch Chuck. I think I got to watch the pilot today. Do you want to tell people where to find you on the social media needs?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh! You can.
Sorry. Do we have any social media needs?
We sure do have social media needs.
No, wait, hang on. We messed this up completely. Hang on. This show has no social media needs.
Hey, that's untrue. Are you still going to update at Dawson's Darlings on Instagram?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hey, if you're following us, if you haven't started following us, dude, what the hell? If you are following us, please continue to follow us, because at some point we're going to start putting videos
up
on social media's needs.
You're recording whole time?
Yeah.
Wow.
I take copious notes. The notes are what gets us the episodes, the audio. I record both parts in the audio.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you want to see Zaz, check her delts, peel her gel nail polish, drink her Rook coffee or Rook water, anything like that.
Have my silent little snacks.
Her silent snacks and sometimes loud snacks.
Snacks of snacks.
And if you want to see in the dead of winter, the fucking tundra, the coldest of cold, if you want to see somebody in the coldest temperatures that has ever existed sweat, I'll be there for that. And so continue to follow us on our social media needs, because we're going to put out video.
The fun ain't over, baby.
Yeah. But the work is for us. That's going to be on social media needs. And we're not going to tell anybody what that was. And it was great and not weird. And it'll be on social media needs.
You're welcome.
Hey,
Kim.
Yeah.
If anyone wanted to reach out to you, semicolon or colon, colon, toes.
that you got to listen to every single podcast I've ever done to get this.
Sorry about it. Where can they find you?
You can find me at Kim Moffitt on Instagram and Twitter, and at Kim Moffitt is here on TikTok, talking ticks about all the things. Talking ticks about politics, talking ticks about drinks, talking ticks about toe stuff. Nope, not doing that though, that's for sure. But you can find me there. Yeah. It was us.
All right. Yeah.
If anyone wanted to talk to you about how to, like, when you're doing a video podcast and you're having a video chat with somebody, so like I'm looking at you, how to perfect the art of I'm looking at you and you're also looking at you, how can they reach you?
Yeah, no problem. I will totally go into depth about that because I just have myself up. Like, I don't even have you up. Okay. Because I look amazing. Not that you don't, but I also do.
I don't know. You made some comments about my hat the other day or the other podcast just an hour ago.
It's fashionable. You can find me at Ashley Zazz on Instagram and at Ashley Zazzarino on Goodreads. Check me out on Goodreads, yo. Reading is cool.
Do you want to tell anybody about the complaints that you've had about Goodreads? People are not reaching out to you enough on Goodreads.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting a lot of requests, which I find weird.
Me too.
So whatever, your body, your choice, but we can really party on Goodreads, you know? Let's really use Goodreads for what it was meant to be used for, which is social app, discussing books, being a fan of mine personally, and just like following my reading journey, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was it. That was good. I'm going to end with something actual serious. Nothing in these 32 minutes have been serious, but I am going to end with a serious note, which is that you should stay following us. Stay following us on Dawson's Darlings. Stay following Zazz on Instagram and, more importantly, Goodreads. No need to follow me. I would love for you to follow me. It would be an honor. Nothing of substance is there, but it is April of 2024, and if we can leave you with anything after 6 seasons of Dawson's, 3 years of giving you Dawson's Darlings episode, if we can give you anything, please understand that you have heard for 3 years two women be able to like proudly talk about our lives, talk about things that we care about, and we are going to end this by fucking begging you to please go vote this November.
We're not telling you who to vote for, just to do it. So,
but like, look into your heart and think to yourself, probably if you listened to this podcast, you know that you don't want to vote for a fucking dictator who will absolutely 100% take away choice. Guaranteed.
Again. Take away choice.
He's very proud of what he's done so far. It will only get worse. Please, for the love of God. You know what, Duncan, if you listen to this podcast, I swear to God, you think that Jen wouldn't be out there voting? She wrote about a suffragette for her college essay. Go fucking vote, please, please, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peace. Peace and love.
And how about one last, what does Johnny think about this?
Yeah, peace and love, man. You know, just like vote for the guy, vote for the girl, vote for whoever. Give it a whirl.
Whoa.
The ultimate TM.
Holy shit.
I'm out.
Oh my God.
That's going to buy me a lot of frisbees.